Good morning, VC fam, and welcome to
Buck's Creative Morning Announcements.
Before we get started, I'd like to thank our premier sponsor, Duolingo. From the people who brought you Monolingo, it's their sequel product, Duolingo. Hopefully this one does better. We're also brought to you by hashtag Corona Cook, a new cooking show hosted by our very own Remy that airs every night around 8-ish on her Instagram, which is at Remy_NF. That's at Remy_NF. Check it out. So happy Monday, as we used to say when we would see each other actually in person in the hallway. Remember hallways? Remember our office? Me neither, but that's okay. We live in a different time now. This is a time of social isolation and weekday morning shows. So how's your weekend? Did you stay at home and watch stuff? Mostly because it was raining outside, and that's the only reason we wouldn't go outside, right? Because the rain and the gloom? Not because of the global pandemic or our self-isolation or threats of potentially locking down the entire tri-state area. It was mostly because of the rain. So, because it's been so gloomy, I thought this was a great time for reflection. This is a good time to look deep inside and to think, who am I really? And what does that better than sonnets and poetry? So I came up with this idea for a Monday reflection where, what if we have someone with a beautiful, elegant voice read sonnets to us to get us ready for the week? Ironically, after I came up with this idea, I was looking for sonnets online, and I saw that certain high-profile actors like a Helen Mirren or a Sir Patrick Stewart are also doing this. They're also reading sonnets online for people. And I was like, wow, you know what? We have someone better than Helen Mirren, and we have someone better than Patrick Stewart. This person has the voice of an angel. He's a thespian at heart and an artist by trade. He's also British, so anything he says is gonna be great. So without further ado, I present to you Monday Morning Sonnets with Ed Barnes.
The Darkling Thrush by Thomas Hardy. I leant upon a coppice gate when frost was spectre gray, and winter's dregs made desolate the weakening eye of day. The tangled vine stems scored the sky like strings of broken lyres, and all mankind that haunted nigh had sought their household fires. The land's sharp features seemed to be the century's corpse outlent, his crypt the cloudy canopy, the wind his death lament. The ancient pulse of germ and birth was shrunken hard and dry, and every spirit upon earth seemed fervorless as I. And at once a voice arose, among the bleak twigs overhead, in full-hearted evensong of joy illimited. An aged thrush, frail, gaunt, and small, in blast-bereffled plume, had chosen thus to fling his soul upon the growing gloom. And so little cause for carolings of such ecstatic sound was written on terrestrial things, afar or nigh around, that I could think there trembled through his happy goodnight air some blessed hope whereof he knew, and I was unaware.
I don't really have anything else to say. Have a great week. As always, this has been
Buck's Creative Morning Announcements.
I'll see you on Slack.